If you have people in product development or product management, and in Scrum, for example, if you have a product owner who's supposed to be on the hook for maximizing value, well, we talked about value, but what is a product? What is the product? And a lot of people conflate product with project, believe it or not. Even if I explain what product is, it's almost like there's a automatic substitution of the words. And I like what Bas Vada said. He's the co-creator, one of the co-creators of Large Scale Scrum. He said, a product does not have scope. I thought, well, yeah, the product is for the long term. A project has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And so we have lots of long-term initiatives. Are they all products then? Is the question I would ask. I kind of like what Craig Larman says, kind of paraphrasing here. So it's not exactly what he said, but a product is something that basically an external customer end user would recognize, and they probably pay for it with their money or their data or some other consideration. Essentially, it would be recognized. So when I was doing some work with a German bank over the last year, and I was giving some training, product owner training, and someone said to me, well, that their product was Salesforce. And I said, well, I don't think your product is Salesforce because you're not Salesforce.com. You don't sell Salesforce. You just use Salesforce as a platform to underpin a service or product that you're offering to your end customers. Is that right? And they said, yeah, actually that is it. So actually you've got a platform, and it's not bad to be on a platform. It's just good to recognize the difference between a platform and a product. And sometimes it gets a bit fuzzy, actually. Sometimes platform is a product. So let me read to you what I came up with in Complexity. And feedback is very welcome, by the way, in terms of maybe better definitions for what is a product, what is a platform, and maybe what is a service, because they are interlinked. So a product is an item, physical, virtual, digital, or hybrid, that is produced, or it's a service offered for sale to serve a customer's need or want, or it's a metaphorical vehicle, a vehicle that continually runs like a digital product for delivering value, where external customers and end users know where or what is produced and are served when we mentioned it. And people are expected to pay for it somehow, maybe with their money, data, or some other consideration. A product can be built upon the building blocks of platforms, systems, subsystems, or components. And examples include a chair, like a chair that I'm sitting on, a cake that I eat, or maybe use of an e-learning service. So they're examples of products. A platform, similarly, is an item, physical, virtual, digital, or hybrid, that is produced, or service, or metaphorical vehicle also that continually runs. But rather than it being recognized by external customers and end users, it underpins and enables value, but does not in and of itself deliver value. It's usually, but not always, unrecognized by external customers and end users. Salesforce would be recognized, of course, but it's usually not recognized, some kind of internal backend system. It's often mistakenly labeled a product. For example, an enterprise resource planning system or a customer relationship management system, maybe an e-learning system within the company or a podcast hosting redistribution system, unless we actually sell those systems, in which case they would be platforms as products. So there's lots of providers out there that actually have platforms that they sell as a product. A platform can also be built upon the building blocks of systems, subsystems, or components. And that brings us on to service. So service could be I do some work, so assistance or advice given to some customers. It could also be maybe rental of a product, platform, system, subsystem, component, or experience. It could also be just labor-originated value. So I actually do some work. You ask me to do something, I do some work. Examples include house painting, access to Amazon Prime, or professional printing of graphic designs with Canva. Some commoditized services are products. Does this matter? Well, if you're a Scrum product owner, you should be owning a product. A product is something that an external customer recognizes. And for one product, you got one product owner. But if you have a number of platforms that are underpinning that product, the expectation is there's still only one product owner for the product, and we wouldn't have a product owner for each platform, for example. If your platform is a product, of course, then you would have a product owner for that platform. Sometimes maybe it doesn't matter so much, because maybe the biggest consideration that we should worry about is whether we're worrying about the short term or the long term. And to that extent, I guess whether you're working on a platform, product, or a service, you're all worried about the long term, aren't you? So maybe it's not a big deal. And the big distinction is that a project has a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's an artificial construct, if you think about it, to get some work done. And it's often used to improve products, platforms, and services, but it's usually not for the long term, not unless you're going to Mars like Elon Musk.